Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When Democrats took control of the House and Senate earlier this year, one of their top priorities was increasing the minimum wage. That led to a lot of drama between progressive and moderate Democrats about how much and how soon. Then the pandemic hit, and the governor suggested the first increment of the increase be delayed from January to May. Republican Senator Bill DeStef of Virginia Beach says now is not the time to pay low-wage workers more.
Instead of being sympathetic to these businesses in their worst time, we're tightening the screws. And instead of seeing our restaurants reopen, they're going to remain closed. Instead of seeing our hotels reopen, we're going to see them up for sale.
Delegate Lee Carter of Manassas argued that low-wage workers need raises now.
These people who we are saying are essential to the functioning of our society, who we are telling you have to go out there every day and interact with people in close proximity in a lot of cases, in the middle of a pandemic that could kill you, that could kill your loved ones, that you could spread to one of your customers, that could kill them, that could kill their loved ones. We are saying to these people that you are not worth a pay raise come January.
The House approved the governor's amendment delaying the increase. In the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax broke a tie in favor of the governor's amendment. That means the minimum wage will go up to $9.50 an hour on May 1st, 2021. After that, it'll go up to $11 an hour in 2022 and then $12 an hour in 2023. I'm Michael Pope.